does an ending like that put a damper on all the good things that happen? Or how much does it put a damper on it?
No, it doesn't. I think, honestly, for me, it just kind of puts a little fuel to the fire. Going into the offseason, I felt the enjoyment of winning a playoff game, and then I felt one of losing one. So it's kind of real bitter, and I'm just going to work, just like my teammates are, to not feel this way again.
How much better can this defense be next year?
We can be a lot better. We can be a lot better. If you just think about a situation with, from young guys to free agents to coming into a brand new defense and executing it as well as we did now, there's no telling how well we can do next year. But at the end of the day, we're going to have to put the work in to be good next year.
There'll be some speculation about players' future, coaches' future. Can you think about any of that right now, or do you just still think about the season?
Only thing you think about is what you can control. That's the only thing that can keep your mind at ease. And if you think about whole different situations, you'll never be at peace. So just continue to be the person you are as far as, put in the work, and just pray that everything will happen as it should.
Thanks, Sip.
One situation where you guys kind of held him there the first couple drives, and then they finally found the spark, and it kind of snowballed from there.
Yeah, you know what? A lot of credit to them. They did a good job. And I can't tell you right now, we have to look at film, where we didn't execute the places where we should. Just saying now, we could have did a lot better in the red zone. We're a defense that prides ourselves and not letting people in the end zone, and we did today too many times.
That's
it.
How that drive were the penalties? It looked like you got them, and then the penalties kind of added up on that drive. I think that put them up 21-7.
You can't say penalties didn't lose us this game today. We lost us this game.
How do you keep from getting frustrated when they're converting third downs and keep moving the ball? I guess they had like two 90-yard drives and a 70-yard drive.
Oh, you keep your composure. Keep your composure. You understand when things are going real fast, mentally as players, just slow things down. And because when you're trying to think too much or go too fast, you miss something.
It's probably tough to think about now because it's fresh in your mind. But just how far this team has come, you guys haven't been – this organization hasn't been this far in the playoffs in a long time. What's it say about this team?
It says a lot. I know of it because coming from Jacksonville, they kind of I went through the same thing. So coming to this team, I kind of have the same feeling as them, but just not doing it with them. So I can definitely understand, and they accepted me like a family. And, at my highs and lows are just as everyone else here.
The finality of it all, knowing there's no game next week, how tough is that?
It's tough. It's devastating. But you know what? There's a lot to look up to. I'm excited. I have a all-pro safety next to me. That's going to, push me to be even better. And we can be a tandem like no other, not to mention our rookies and Logan and even the guys who've been stepping up. Our entire defense has been doing real well, and our offense is only going to get better. I just think about the future and getting ready for it.
Made the right choice coming here?
Definitely.
Thanks.